Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Steve's podcast, Thought for the Day. Trust you all had a great weekend, and yesterday, as you were part of church, that you were blessed and inspired, and your home was just filled with even greater praise for God. That's what we want to happen. So we're continuing in Matthew chapter 5 today, as we journey through this Sermon on the Mount for another few days, because there's just so much in here. Let me read this to you from Matthew 5, verse 43. You've heard that it was said, love your neighbour and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Great words. And those of you that follow the words of Jesus are familiar with the sort of language and push that he gives when he talks to people. Because what he recognises, of course, is that people are to be loved. They may have issues, they may have things that disgruntle us, things that even upset us. And it's those things that, in a sense, are the enemy that we battle with. And Jesus says, love the people. But when it comes to the enemies, they are things that, if they're bad enemies, we need to deal with. An enemy is defined as, first of all, something that harms and weakens something, or somebody or something that actively opposes someone or something. Jesus knew all about this. He had enemies because he stood for his convictions. We have enemies. This isn't particularly about people, it's about issues and things that make humanity less than what God wanted it to be. And that's what Jesus came to root out and to oppose. I don't need to tell you about an enemy that hovers in the air as we speak, this pandemic that we've been part of for months now. And people are working all hours to find something to oppose it, to nullify it, hopefully to eradicate it forever. It's an enemy, and we have to deal with it. There's also another enemy, something that's become very hot over the last couple of weeks since the death of George Floyd. And that enemy is not people, it's prejudice within people. Within me and you, possibly. Jesus asks us to love people, whatever the colour of the skin, the language they speak, by the nationality that's stamped on their passport. It was Martin Luther King Jr. who put out those famous words that will be quoted forever. I have a dream that one day my children will be judged not by the colour of their skin, but by the content of their character. So I'm saying to each one of us today, search our hearts. If the enemy lingers there, then deal with it. Even before you deal with other people and begin to lecture and talk to other people, let's deal with it in ourselves. And as each individual human being deals with the issues of life, so then society becomes a better place. That's the message of the gospel. Each man and woman finding Christ and living righteously under kingdom values. And as that spreads, so the world becomes a better place. That's what Jesus is talking about. One of my great heroes, Winston Churchill, he said this, and you can just see it with those incredible tone of voice that he had. You have enemies? Good. Because it means you stood up for something. How true that is. And I pray that within the love of God and within the love you have for people and for the human race to be all that you want it to be, which is what Jesus wants, that will get rid of the things that oppose that, the enemies that would make that less than what it's meant to be. Come on, peeps, let's do this. Father, we thank you so much for your presence, that we're not just doing these things on our own, out of our own gut feeling, but you've promised to strengthen us and help us, that our lives, as you say in these verses here, might be perfect, might be pure, might be wholesome. And anything that comes to oppose that, Lord, we want to fight it and rid ourselves of it, that we might live lives that honour you. So for each one of us on this Monday and throughout this week, overwhelm us with your love and your presence. And I pray as we hear these words today, you will just cleanse our minds and our hearts as we surrender ourselves to you. In Jesus' name, make a great day. Carpe diem. Bless you all.